Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Drive is live, and if you are just jumping in with us at 2 o'clock, hello.
I don't know why the hell you do that. You don't like in the loop?
I don't know.
It happens.
Some people just getting off work, I don't know, or walking. I don't know.
I heard one of them said CJ's soft because he got a concussion. I don't know.
Brains are soft.
But if you are just jumping in and you did not hear the news, CJ Stroud, and according to the head coach, this is coming from D'Amico Ryan, CJ Stroud and Jalen Petrie are ruled out. Here comes the general. They are ruled out. We'll let you hear from D'Amico Ryan as he spoke to the media ahead of this game today. A lot. Davis Mills speaking to the media. Nick Cayley speaking to the media. A lot to get to today, but
Nick Caserio spoke to the media this morning, didn't he?
He did. He was on Payne and Pendergast for about 30, 40 minutes. So if you want to check that out, went on around 7:30 in the second hour of Payne and Pendergast. You can hear that in its entirety. So we heard from everybody, almost all of the entire brass, except for the McNairs. We got to hear from them today right here on Sports Radio 610. But Clint, C.J. Stroud, Jalen Petrie are out for this game. D'Amico Ryan's clearing that up and as they play on Thursday, maybe too quick. It did. There were reports that they were, at least C.J. was outside for practice, but doesn't mean he was going to be able to play. And then D'Amico expressed that, saying that they are going to be out. So now we know. No Jalen Petrie. And then I think obviously the bigger one is their starting quarterback, C.J. Stroud, is out for this huge game and this matchup against the Bills.
Yeah, look, unfortunate. I mean, unfortunate with both of these guys. You know, unfortunate there's no Joe Mixon. Unfortunate that there's obviously what you're dealing with right here currently with those two guys. It's unfortunate that you got this stretch of games. Man, these next three games, I would imagine that these next three games, whether you started 0-3 and had to make this push to get back to 5-5, hell, even if you were sitting at 7-2, these next three games are going to determine a big, big chunk of your season. Now, sitting at 5-5, these next three games could absolutely sink your ship relative to the playoffs, so they're even more so important. But, yeah, as a fan, just a football fan and a Texan fan, it sucks that we're not going to have, you know, our best complement of players, you know, to at least start this run. You know, I think it's probably the smart thing to do with CJ and Petrie both on a short week. I don't care who the opponent is. Throwing these guys out there with very limited reps, if any. I mean, literally today is a day they get on the field and you hope that they can get out of protocol. You hope the symptoms don't return on Tuesday at 2, and there's a game Thursday at 7. So
these were some, by the way, you have to look at this, fellas. These were some serious concussions. Obviously, concussions aren't all created equal, as we saw Titus get injured in the very same game that they did and just missed 1 week. We saw Nico get injured in a game and only missed 1 week. This is going to be three games that Jalen Petrie and C.J. Stroud are going to miss with concussions. So clearly these were you know, more serious concussions than obviously other ones to cause them to miss three straight weeks.
Yeah, and look, and I'm no doctor, but I would be willing to bet you that C.J. would be playing if this was a normal
Sunday game.
Yeah, if you had more time to get – because like I mean, D'Amico said is – I got to see these guys get reps and then evaluate what it looks like. And then, you know, I mean, saying you just simply do not have to. Now, if this was a Thursday game, week three or four of the season, it's different. You can do some things during the week. When you're talking week 10, 11, 12 in the season, that's the meat of the season where you got to make sure you take care of guys for the late stretch if you're trying to get in the playoffs, or the playoffs if you're lucky enough to be one of the teams that gets in. This is the meat where you really got to take care of guys 10, 11, 12, 13. That stretch of games, you got to take care of guys, and you just can't sacrifice the whole team so that a couple of guys get reps so that you can see if they're ready to play. So I think the timing of this is just as detrimental, if you will, in on C.J. Stroud and Jalen Petrie's front. It's just as detrimental as the concussion itself. I think, and again, I'm no doctor, but I would think that C.J. Stroud would have a significant chance to play if it was a Sunday game and not a Thursday game.
All right, remember, Football Talk on Sports Radio 610 is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. All right, it is a Tuesday, and yes, this week is a bit different with the game being on Thursday, but it is still a tape drop Tuesday. And Clint, I know you took a look at the film against the Tennessee Titans. Obviously, there's no CJ there, and it's good. Davis is back again on Thursday against the Bills. But what did you see when you looked at the All 22?
Well, I saw exactly what I thought I saw in the TV copy. You know, a lot of times you see the TV copy and then you watch the All 22 and things start to surprise you. But it didn't, and it starts with Davis Mills. I mean, Davis Mills and Nick Caley. I mean, those two guys were absolutely tremendous, really, throughout. We can talk about the slow start to the game if you want to, but they had four first-half drives, and one of them should have been a touchdown. The other one should have been a field goal, and you had a couple of stalls, drives that stalled in between that. But They were really good. If you I put a star next to every good to great throw that Davis Mills had in this game, and there's probably 12 good to great throws. Now, whether that's a tight window or it's just putting it right in the frame where the guy can run with it, or throwing it over the outside shoulder on the go route, Davis Mills was really, really good in this particular game. Nick Caley was really, really good. They were really good together, Ron. I mean, when you talk about the quarterback knowing – you know, there was a couple of misses. Unfortunately, it was on a late drive, next to last drive. There was a couple of misses where you can be critical of Davis Mills. There was a couple of sacks where you can be critical of Davis Mills. But for the most part, it was impressive how many times that he was going to the right guy. You look around the rest of the field and everybody's covered like a blanket, but the one guy, the soft corner with the quick out, the soft corner with the speed cut out. You know, the middle of the field open with the bang to Nico over the middle on a cut split. He just was right a lot of the times. Like I said, he missed a couple of throws late, but I mean, those two were really, really good together. More of what we talked about last week, Ron, with Trent Brown. I don't know how they pull him off the field. I don't know what they do when Ingram comes back in. But when you look at the way Trent Brown plays the game, he is the only guy on this offensive line that consistently tries to move people. And I'm not talking about just technique and mechanic. I'm talking about just the willingness to go, I'm going to try to not just lean on you and patter my feet, right? I'm going to try to, like, lean into you and move you out of the way. If I'm pass blocking you, I'm not just going to get my hands on you and hold you up. I'm going to stop you dead in your tracks and prove to you that I can manhandle you. He's the only one on the offensive line that does that. I don't know how they take him off the field. Again, same concerns that you had last week with a legit speed rusher coming off the edge is going to be a problem. But he has a knack for if he knows he's up against somebody that's a speed rusher, he jump sets him. Right, so he gets his hands. He doesn't bail out and give you a two way go and give you a 5 yard head start. He'll jump set him, get his hands on him, lock him down right then and there. And so he plays around his weaknesses really, really good. And so that was obvious on this film. And then the other one we talked about was Higgins, man. I mean, Higgins is this offense, and there's a longer conversation in here somewhere, Ron, where. How much better is this offense with the emergence of Higgins? Because it's real. You know, I mean, it's there was maybe two snaps in this game where you could see, hey, man, he's thinking. He's not real sure what the hell he's got. The other reps, he's playing fast. He's playing confident. He's playing physical. That changes this offense in a pretty significant way. And it seems like he's pretty quarterback friendly as well with that big frame. So I think those three guys. Four guys. Nick Caley, Davis Mills, were lights out. When you look at Big Trent Brown, I don't know how you take him off the field, and then Higgins is coming. And by the way, 13 is a real problem. You got to get 14 on the field.
I won't disagree with that. Tape drop Tuesday, Clint. With all that you watch, what do you think led to?
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Them being inept on the scoreboard. Like, they get shut out in the first half. Yeah. It sounds like you saw a lot of positive things after watching the film, and they ended up, like, to me, I thought they would really potentially put it on them. Points wise,
they should have,
and they got eventually to 16 by the end of it. What do you think led to the struggles of them finishing drives or not being able to score in the first half? If you thought Caley was good at calling plays,
first
Mills,
of all, there was only a few chances because both teams. I mean, there was a 6 minute drive by 6-plus minute drive by the Texans right out of the gate, and then the Tennessee Titans turned around and held it for a good bit. The Texans had 4 legit drives in the first half. So it was a slow first half anyway. You got a drop touchdown by Christian Kirk. You got a missed field goal that you got bailed out on. And then you take a sack on fourth down, which, by the way, there was nobody open. So taking the sack or throwing it away, you weren't going to score points there anyway. So that took 7 points or at least 3 points off the board, right? Then you have a drive that starts out a little promising, but you end up getting a penalty behind the chains, so you end up punting. Then you have another really long drive. You're in field goal range. It's a chip shot field goal, and you got another sack that takes you outside the 40. Now you got a punt. So we're really talking about a drop touchdown and a sack that kept 6 points or 14 points off the board, right? 6, 10, or 14, I guess, however you want to look at that. I thought it was just a very slow half. I thought you had two plays, three if you count the drop touchdown by Christian Kirk. You had three plays that just killed you in terms of getting points on the board or turning it over on fourth down or punting. So I think that was the real hiccup. You come out in the second half and they're really, really good again. And then there's a lull, a two-drive lull before the game-winning field goal where Davis Mills misses a couple throws. And by the way, I think there's a field goal there in the third quarter on a fourth and about half a yard after a Dalton Schultz catch over the middle. I think if you're playing Buffalo or you're playing somebody else, I think you go for it right there and you keep that drive alive. Instead, he takes a field goal, takes a touchdown lead, and it ends up paying off. So I think it was a little bit of everything. I think there was a handful of select plays. I think there was some situational football that was conservative, and I think your quarterback on one particular drive missed a couple of throws that you had a chance to separate again. You had a chance to get into field goal range again. You're right there on the cusp of it, and you didn't get it done. So I think it was – this game very easily, Ron, could have been mid-20s to six.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.